Got a brand new CD here for you right now that I just listened to for the first time today. It just came in the mail from our old friend Chuck Brodsky. It's called Telltale Heart, and I was looking for another song to squeeze into the St. Patrick's Day festivities with an Irish theme, and Chuck had one on here, so we're going to play it for you. It's sort of a famine song, kind of sad, kind of interesting, but it's about a boy who couldn't afford to be buried during the famine. And he was put in a mass grave. And as some workers were working a few days later, they hit him with a shovel and he cried out and he was still alive. And he ended up being rescued and grew up to become a traveling bard. And the story goes on from there. So we're going to play it for you right now. It's called New Shoes for Tom Guerin. Chuck Brodsky on Out of the Woods.
Shoes. I wander the countryside spreading the news. Travel Ross Garbury and all of West Cork. Well, some hit Boston and others New York. I lived in the poorhouse, I slept on the floor. There was room to sit down, but not an inch more. The people who died were carried away without ceremony and without delay. Starvation was sweeping the land. On my little shoulder it lay its cold hand. My mother, she begged for a coffin for me. They all thought I died when I was only three. But the grave digger's shovel plunged in the dirt, struck me so hard it must have hurt. Though some say I moaned and some say I screamed, all agreed I wasn't as dead as I seemed. Now I roam all the world, admire each scene, and attacks on the ratepayers I've never been. I only appeal to you now for a pair of rogues, and I'll vanish again into air. Down twice. I don't recommend it, just one should suffice. I'm the boy who was buried and dug up alive. The poet, the genius, the one who survived. And arose from the dead in the year 48, when a grave at the Abbey had been near my fate. Since then, for subsistence, I've done all my best. Though one shoe points eastward and the other points west. I roam all the world, admire each scene, and attacks on the ratepayers I've never been. I only appeal to you now for a pair of rogues, and I'll vanish again into air.
you'd stay with me and shelter me forever. That was a hard promise to keep. I can't blame you for the bad weather. After all that has been said, except sometimes early in the morning. Now use your silver tongue once more. There's one thing that I'd like to know. Did you ever believe the lies that you told? Did you wear the fool's
the Irish congregate. A brand new hat on each man's head and a green necktie that's newly made. The left foot first, then lightly tread in the Patrick's Day parade. And it's two by two, away we go, up Broadway through rain or snow. We'd face the divil, friend or foe, in the Patrick's Day parade. We shout hurrah for Ringabra and all the Yankee nation. Stars and stripes and shamrock bright array. The Irish shout, the girls turn out to see the celebration. We march stiff as starch in the Patrick's Day parade. You should see the marshal on his horse like Napoleon Bonaparte. And as he rides along the line, he'd break each lady's heart. And if the rain it it should fall down, we'd hoist our umbrellas high. For history states that Irishmen are always warm and dry. Then it's two by two, away we go, up Broadway through rain or snow. We'd face the devil, friend or foe, in the Patrick's Day Parade. Then here's success to Patrick's Day, though it comes but once a year. And though I'm not a drinking man, on the day I drink my beer, I'll wear the shamrock in my hat, the green me boys will never fade. And march along with Dan and Pap in the Patrick's Day Parade. Then it's two by two, away we go, up Broadway through rain or snow. We'd face the devil, friend or foe, in the Patrick's Day Parade. We shout hurrah for Aaron Gabra and all the Yankee nation. Stars and stripes and shamrock bright arrayed. The Irish shout, the girls turn out to see the celebration. We march stiff and starch in the Patrick's Day, in the Patrick's Day, in the Patrick's Day Parade.
She has a mop of auburn hair, the bluest eyes with no compare, intelligence that just holds you there. And her laughter fills the evening air, I smile at her just strolling there. No need to hurry, no, not a care. When I'm walking with me darling, when I'm walking with me love, with my love, uh-huh.
He has a heart of precious gold, a picture rare now to behold. When I'm walking with me love, no need to hurry, back to town we'll get there in the end somehow. When I'm walking with my love,
when I'm walking with me darling, when I'm walking with me love, with my falls to starry night. She beckons me to hold on tight when the moon comes to steal the night.
There's an old cafe down by the shore, we'll stop a while and chat some more about the dreams we're both wishing for.
When I'm walking with me darling, when I'm walking me love, when I'm walking with me darling, when I'm walking with me love.
Finbar Fury here on Out of the Woods, along with Mary Black helping him out there from his Colors CD, Walking with My Love. Also in there, we had Mick Maloney from the CD McNally's Row of Flats, and a perfect one for this here holiday, Patrick's Day Parade. Yeah, good stuff. The Henry Girls in there, going back to their 2011 release, December Moon. We heard Fool's Gold. And from Chuck Brodsky and his fabulous new CD, Telltale Heart, we heard New Shoes for Tom Guerin. Great stuff. Well, we're at it. This is about the end of it. We have a couple more songs to play for you on Out of the Woods this week. So we're going to do it for you right now with a track from Gaelic Storm. Take you back to their CD, Bring Your Wellies, and Never Drink 'Em Dry, also known as Johnny Tarr's Funeral, on Out of the Woods.
No, I'm sure you've heard the story tale of the day when Johnny fell. You might not know so well. When the hullabaloo was over, the night at the castle bar, myself and the five corpsmen had to bury Johnny Tarr. We rolled him out the door to the morgue at Bishopstown. We'd asked him if they cremated him, but the coroner wore a frown. He sadly shook his head and said, your plan won't work so well. There's so much booze inside his veins, he'll blow this place to hell. So if it starts to rain and the thunder rolls loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink and dry. Well, we finally got him out the door and put him again the wall. We couldn't find a big enough house to carry him at all. We rolled him to Cove Harbour for a burial at sea. He phoned the Irish Navy, they had all gone home for tea. So if it starts to rain and the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink and dry. Where we lived and died, we went in to drown our sorrows, and we left the corpse outside. We stumbled out at sunrise, he was white as any sheet. There was Johnny frozen solid in the middle of the street. So we covered him in concrete, and forevermore he'll stand, a pigeon on his baldy head and a pint glass in his hand. The passers-by all give a shout to the saint of Lagerlout. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tarr. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tarr. So if it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie. If it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, and landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink the pub in the big pub. Way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink the pub.
Lent your coax and newspapers, be cutting their capers and curing the vapors, the scratch and the gout, with their medical potions, their salves and their lotions, upholding their notions, their mighty put out. Who can tell the true fizzing to all that's pathetic and pitched to the devil, cramp, colic and spleen? You'll find it, I think, if you take a big drink with your mouth to the brink of a jug of poaching. So stick to the crate of the best thing in nature for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh, what botheration, no bolt in the nation can give consolation like poaching, me boys. No liquid cosmetic to lovers athletic are ladies pathetic and give such a bloom as the sweet by the powers in the garden of flowers ever gave their own bower such a darling perfume. And this liquid so rare, if you're willing to share, to be taking your hair when it's grizzled and dead, or the sod has the merit to yield a true spirit so strong it'll shake all the hairs from your hand. Then stick to the crate of the best thing in nature for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh, since it's perfection, no doctor's direction can cleanse the complexion like poaching, me boys. While a child in me cradle, me nurse with a ladle was filling her mouth with the notion of pep. When a drop from the bottle fell into me throttle, I capered and scrambled clear out of her lap. On the floor I lay crawling and screaming and bawling till father and mother soon came to the fore, all weeping and sighing, conceived I was dying, but then found I was only a-crying for more. Then stick to the crate of the best thing in nature for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh, Lord, how they'd chuckle if babes in their truckle could only be suckled and poaching, me boys. Through my youthful aggression, through times of depression, me childhood's impression still clung to me mind, and at school or at college, the basis of knowledge I never could gulp till with whiskey combined. And as older I'm growing, time's ever bestowing on Aaron's potation a flavour so fine, and howe'er they may lecture on Jove and his nectar itself is the only true liquid divine. Then stick to the crate of the best thing in nature for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh, Lord, it's the right thing for courting and fighting. There's nought so exciting as whiskey, me boys. Come, guess me this riddle, what baits pipes and fiddle, what's hotter than mustard and milder than cream, what best, what's your whistle, what's clearer than crystal, what's sweeter than honey and stronger than steam, what'll make the dumb talk, what'll make the lame walk, what's the elixir of life and philosopher's stone, and what helped Mr. Brunel to dig the Thames Tunnel, wasn't it putching me boys from old Inishone? So stick to the crate of the best thing in nature for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh, Lord knows I wonder if lightning and thunder was made from the plunder of poaching, me boys.
All right. Tim Lyons taking us out. The Humors of Whiskey. Here on Out of the Woods. That'll do it. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Gaelic Storm in there as well. Never Drink 'em Dry. Johnny Tarr's Funeral from Bring Your Wellies. That was a good one as well. Well, I just had myself my boiled dinner. Pile of corned beef. Bunch of root vegetables. And a place at the table with my friend Sam Adams. Yes. All right. Well, eat, drink, and be merry. Have a happy St. Patrick's Day. Have a safe one, and have a great week as well as we move on into spring. Yes, indeed, it is here, sort of, kind of. Cross your fingers. All right, folks, we'll see you next week. We'll do it all again. We're going to have a lot of new music next week, so don't be a stranger. Send email, outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. Tell your friends. Come over to the Facebook page. Like us over there and all that good stuff. All right, folks, we'll see you next time on Out of the Woods.